Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior football star at Somers High School, Matthew Fitzsimmons. Matt, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Congratulations on the award, and as I'm looking at some of the numbers here from your nomination sheet and some of your accomplishments, very well deserved.
Yeah.
So, and I've also got your coach, Anthony DiMatteo. How you doing, Anthony? Coach,
doing
or
well.
I should just say coach. I'm glad to have you with us. And so the big game is this coming Saturday. Now, for the audience, just know that we record this Con Ed show on a Thursday morning. It gets played back on Sunday. So by the time you all hear this show, hopefully you guys will have already been doing your celebration after a big win up in Syracuse. But for right now, as I'm looking at some of the numbers, I see, Matt, that you had quite the run there down the end to finish up the season, including a 5-touchdown game versus Niskayuna. Now, that's pretty impressive. And I'm looking at some of the other numbers that you had here. I mean, I think I counted a total of 10 touchdown passes and a couple of rushing touchdowns as well. So what was that final, you know, those final three games like, you know, to get yourselves back to Syracuse?
Yeah, I wasn't even trying to, score that many touchdowns. I was just trying to do the best for the team and get the team in winning positions. And we got the job done each and every week. And we've been getting better each and every week also.
And you certainly did get the job done each and every week. I mean, you went undefeated. And earlier today, I decided to go and add up the points for and the points against. And I came up with 401 to 103. That's pretty dominating stuff against your opponents. And I think it was only, three games where your opponent scored double digits?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so that's a heck of a defense you guys have as well, obviously. And I just want to give by the way a shout out to my high school alma mater, Mayapak, who actually did score 21 points against you guys and keep the game close. So, way to go, Mayapak. but the big question though is you're heading back to Syracuse again, and you were there last year, and what was it? Christian Brothers that you played last year?
Christian Brothers Academy.
Yes. So what is it like now that you've had that experience and you're going to be heading back for the second year? What is the big difference? You know, people talk about experience all the time when it comes to playoffs. I mean, you see that in professional sports, you know, when teams add a player, and one of the big things they'll say is, oh, he's got playoff experience. So what's it like now heading to Syracuse for the second time, already having experienced it the first time?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little different just because last year was kind of like, whoa, we haven't been here before, but now we've all been there. And I don't know. They haven't been there, and we're going to use that to our advantage and hopefully get a win.
So what was it like the first time playing in the Carrier Dome?
It was crazy. It was nerve-wracking at first, but then we all settled in, and it was awesome. Just looking up at all our fans and just admiring how big it is. It was awesome.
Right. But you know, it always makes me think of, though, that classic scene from the movie Hoosiers where Gene Hackman breaks out. What is it? He breaks out the tape measure and he measures around the court. And he says, hey, surprisingly, it's the same size as the one at home. You know, so basically the football field's the same. You just got a heck of a lot more people watching it. That's all. So anything in particular that you guys may have been doing differently preparation wise? Are we looking at the same prep? Are we looking at just, you know, it's another game and we're just going to try to finish out our season?
Yeah, you got to look at it as just another game. We have an extra day, so we're using that to our advantage. But everyone's been preparing heavily, and we're not looking at it as like it's the winner die. We're looking at it as just another game, and I think that's the right approach.
Yeah, I think so as well. And coach, what about you? Now, you know, you've earned your way back this second year in a row now. How are you feeling heading up into this big game?
I feel pretty good. I'm very happy with the preparation of the kids, specifically Matt, since, you know, he kind of has the keys to the offense and is making a lot of decisions for us. And, you know, I feel really good. I think some of the guys that made this trip last year should be a little bit more comfortable in terms of, you know, hotel and preparation and the moving parts that we see with, you know, a lot of things that we do in pregame that is different than what we would see at home. So I definitely think that this is going to be a little bit more of a comfortable situation. And I feel really good. We've had a great practice week and we'll continue to do so.
Oh, that's great. Now, when it comes to coaching Matt here over the years, now this past season, I'm seeing 30 passing touchdowns, 11 rushing touchdowns. I'm seeing 2,100 plus yards, a 75 or 74% completion rate. What's it been like to coach Matt, but also what's it been like to see just to see him grow while you've been there?
It's been tremendous. And to be honest with you, it hasn't just been these 2 years that I've been the head coach. You know, Matt has been a regular participant in our youth camps. I've known him since he was in the fifth grade. We've always pegged him to be a special football player. And specifically in these last 2 years, his decision making, when you see that 74% completion percentage, is tremendous. We are allowed to do a lot of things and be diverse in what we try to accomplish offensively. And when he's making the decisions, we feel very comfortable that he's going to make the right one. And the numbers reflect that he's done that over and over again.
And, I was going to say, yes, the numbers do reflect that.
Yeah, he's been an absolute stud. And, you know, he's led us to the promised land. And we feel very confident that we're going to get the job done on Saturday. And he's going to be a big piece of that.
Well, definitely. Good luck to you all on that. And Matt, as with almost all the winners of this award, now you're the captain of the team. So what's it feel like to know that you're the guy the team looks to, obviously, with your play on the field? But what's it like to know that for you, the overall leadership is the thing that they're looking for? They're looking for you to guide them. How does that feel? Does that put any pressure on you?
No, not really. I always I feel like I've had that quality for a while, but I like that. I like that everyone's looking at me, and I like that I get to set an example for the people, and I just try to be the best person I could be.
And when you were first starting, I'm sure that you had players that maybe a captain on the team or maybe some older players who helped guide you along the way. Was there anything that you learned from them that you've been able to take now into this captainship?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I remember when I was a sophomore, I would look up at the seniors, and even last year when I was a junior, I'd look at them, and I would always be like, well, maybe I'll get that next year. Like, I want to be that. And I would, a lot of the stuff I do now is based off what I learned. That's why this program is so special to me.
And it's not just football, but it's also basketball where you excel, and you've been all section, all conference, all state honorable mention. And basketball, is that just getting started right now?
Yeah, practice started.
Okay, and do you play baseball in the spring?
No.
I was just curious. So just football and basketball. But now moving forward, now do you have thoughts on football and college? Have you started to kind of feel things out?
Yeah, I've been talking to a bunch of schools. I haven't gotten like an offer or anything like that yet, but I'm hopeful that after the season and as things go on, that maybe something will happen.
Okay, well, definitely good luck to that. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Matt Fitzsimmons of Somers High School. Now, Matt, when it comes to this award, academics, they play a big part, and you've been up to the challenge there. And according to your nomination letter, it says you entered high school accelerated in science and double accelerated in math. You hit the ground running. You took on a demanding course load, primarily honors levels classes in 9th and 10th grade. And also at the moment taking AP United States History, Honors Physics, College Level Calculus, and Spanish classes, and all to the tune of a 95 average. So you are definitely, you know, excelling as well in the classroom as you are on the field. Now, of all the challenging classwork, is there anything that stands out, anything that really strikes your fancy?
Math has always been my strong suit. This year, I'm taking AP Statistics as well as AP Economics. And yeah, I think that is something that I want to pursue in college, and I look forward to.
Yeah, I did see that in the nomination letter that was some of your interest. And also, well, you've been a member of the investment club for all 4 years as well. What do you guys do in the investment club, by the way?
Yeah, I'm big on that. It's like we practice handling stocks, and we kind of make, it's like we learn like what we do in the real world by investing and like it's like fake investing.
Okay,
it's real stock, so we'll get like a set amount of money and we invest it into the market, and we kind of Mr. Ridgeway helps us learn for the future.
Okay. And then with all the classwork, was there any one particular class that kind of surprised you when you went in and you said, wow, I didn't expect to like this as much as I did?
Probably AP Economics. That's probably like my favorite class this year. And okay. I was not looking forward to taking it.
And that's even better, man, when it surprises you and you actually enjoy it. And plus, you know, it's kind of in your wheelhouse anyway, you know, with what it is that you're looking for in the future. And I see you're a member of the National Honor Society, also the Somers Leos Club. What exactly do you all do there?
Yeah, that's basically a bunch of us volunteer. So not everyone has to do it, but we volunteer. We help around town. So, for example, like I've been to a bunch of soup kitchens. I've helped. We have like Holiday Happiness where people bring something in and they sell it, and we all help out making space and just helping people out.
And also, you're a part of the Competitive Peer Leadership Program. You work with some incoming ninth graders to help them get acclimated to high school, where you serve as a mentor, you know, I guess kind of putting those on the field captainship skills to work with the younger kids. How does it feel to help these younger kids along, especially when I'm sure some of them are kind of scared to death?
Yeah, that I remember when I was a freshman going through the same thing. And I love being able to, I have my group of freshmen and I love helping them out. I text them all the time, giving them input, and they look up to me and it feels good to help them out when I can.
And I'm sure for them, it's kind of exciting that, hey, you know, that's the guy on the football team that's getting ready to try to win state championship. And he just texted me to check on me. That's got to be the coolest thing in the world for one of those younger kids. It really does. And I noticed that also you volunteer referee for girls flag football. And that's what grades 1 to 8. I'll bet that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, me and my other buddy on the team, Luke Kennedy, did that together. That was a cool experience. Yeah.
Okay.
We like that.
And then a counselor for Somers Youth Football and Basketball, as Coach had mentioned earlier, that he's known you for years in that regard. And also, you read to second graders in elementary school. Another thing that I'm sure has got to be some fun.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun. We would read to them, and then right after their hands would shoot up and just they would all ask questions, particularly about football and just about the high school. And that was awesome.
Okay, that's great. I can see a bunch of them going, yeah, book. Tell us about football.
Exactly.
You know, and also you work at a local restaurant delivering some peaches, which, by the way, I can definitely relate to that. That was my college years. That's how I bought books. And that's what was my spending money was a local restaurant washing dishes and working in the cafeteria. So you do what you got to do. Right now, Coach, before we close up shop here on this interview, any final thoughts on on Matt?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we do specifically within the program, I know the peer leadership program was brought up. We actually also have our own little mentoring program in which we send high school kids down to work with our youth program, which has been very successful. Matt's been a big part of that. And he's also a head counselor at the two youth camps that we run in town. He's a tremendous leader that a lot of the younger kids in this town look up to. And I think this award personifies the type of kid that he is, because it's not really just for his athletic achievements. You know, he's a figurehead in this town. The kids look up to him because of the type of person he is when he walks around this town, the type of kid he is in the hallways. Like you heard him say, he's texting, you know, some of the younger kids, checking in on them. He's just the type of kid you want your son to grow up to be. And he just happens to be a tremendous quarterback as well. So I could not be more proud of him for receiving this award.
There you go, man. And those are usually the coach's last words are the things that I throw in there just to try to get somebody to blush. You know what I'm saying? You know. But listen, to the two of you and obviously to the team, good luck on Saturday. Good. I mean, that's 3:30 game time, right?
Three.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said earlier in the broadcast here to those that are listening, we record this on a Thursday. The game will have already been played by the time you hear this. But again, I hope when this interview airs that you guys are waking up all happy and smiley and stuff being state champs.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, congrats again on the award here, Matt, and good luck to both of you and the team on Saturday. But for Somers High School's Matt Fitzsimmons, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.